In Bhagavatam, we see many devotees renounce their family, renounce the world, and focus exclusively on bhakti. But say, in other traditions, or say in Pandharpur, Vitthal, you know, it is that a devotee is serving his parents, and the Lord is waiting for him to complete his service to his parents, and then the Lord waits for the service. So, how do we understand this? See, there is an essential principle of bhakti, and there is a contextual application of bhakti. So, if we see this, even in the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavatam itself, we see this difference. The Bhagavad Gita, there's practically no verse which endorses strongly renunciation of the world. Krishna talks about how the yogi is going to the jungle, but then in the sixth chapter, but then he says, Arjuna, you practice bhakti. Bhakti is an easier way to control the mind. And if bhakti means, you mamanusmara yudhyacha. You remember me and you fight. So, the context of the Gita is that Arjuna, for him, dharma is to fight the war. For him, he needs to be engaged. And because he needs to be engaged, for him, renunciation is not appropriate at that time. So the essential message of bhakti is that we have to devote ourselves to the Lord. But for Arjuna, that devotion is through his dedication to his duties in this world. Now, in contrast, if you see in the Bhagavatam, Parikshit Maharaj has been cursed to die in 7 days. And he has also accepted the curse. He decided, I'm not going to try anything to counter it. Then, the whole thrust of the Bhagavatam is just renounce the world. Just focus on Krishna. Everything is a distraction. To think that, you know, we are the protectors of anyone, we are the maintainers of anyone, that's an illusion. And say the story of Bharat Maharaj is told, how he tried to protect a deer. And he got distracted by that. But we see that same Parikshit Maharaj, when he was ruling as a king, and when a cow and a bull were being attacked, he did not think, you know, oh, if I try to protect this cow and bull, I'll become attached to them, so I should not try to protect them. That time he intervened. So, the context of the Bhagavatam is, it's helping a person to prepare for death. At that point, you know, everything in this world is a distraction. So, there is single-pointed focus on the other world. So, the contextual application of bhakti for Parikshit Maharaj is very different from the contextual application of bhakti for Arjuna. So today's world, we could say, is there some young energetic devotee, maybe the devotee is frustrated because of some difficulty in service, the devotee says, no, I'll just go to Vrindavan and I will chant 128 rounds every day. Now, we'll tell that devotee, no, you know, don't do that. You have youth, you have energy, you'll just become a sahajiya by that. And better stay here, do some other service. The service didn't work out. We'll encourage that devotee to be actively engaged in doing service. Now, on the other hand, say some devotee has got cancer and it's terminal, it's incurable. And then that devotee, there's no chance of recovery. And that devotee starts thinking, you know, okay, you know, I was managing this project, we'll take care of this, I will. Then the devotee is guiding them, just forget that now. No, it's Krishna's mission, Krishna will take care. So, you focus on fixing your mind in Krishna. So, there is context which is very important in understanding content. You know, if we take the content without the context, we can misapply and we can make a mess of things. So, in, as I said, what would be appropriate for us? So, in that particular context, now, that story of Vitthal is told, but we don't, it's just that much, that story is primarily told to talk about how Vitthal is standing on a brick. But beyond that, you know, what it's quite likely that the parents of that particular bhakta were also great devotees. And by serving them also, he was serving his parents. And was it that for him it was a choice between, it was not a life-changing decision. Whether I serve my parents first and then I serve the Lord. Or whether I serve the Lord first and serve my parents. So, we can't take that example as a basis for deciding how we can practice bhakti. That example is an illustration. But we have to understand the essential principle of bhakti is that I am meant to serve Krishna. And then in my context means my familial context, my social context, my psychophysical context, I have to find out how best I can serve Krishna. So, if I can serve Krishna by renouncing the world and practicing bhakti as a renunciate, that's wonderful. If I can practice bhakti best by being engaged in the world as a householder, that's also wonderful. So from the bhakti perspective, whatever is anukul, we take that. And whatever is pratikul, we avoid that. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Yes, please.